Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors, and of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck you doing today?
Good.
Alec, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Now, quick question. I want to know how everybody out there in Radio Land is doing. But also, whenever they say laughter is the best medicine, do you think it's because they don't know about real medicine? Because it feels like that would be the best medicine.
Or maybe they're... Dude, I can't see you, and this is stupid.
You could sit right there. We sat right next to each other in the prep room.
That's how I got sick.
Corey doesn't feel well. We're worried about spreading germs.
Medicine is...
But we're still doing the show together.
Medicine sometimes is ineffective.
What kind of medicine?
I wasn't expecting follow-ups.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just trying to jab at you.
All right.
That was a fake laugh.
But, you know, laughter... Listen, dude, when I came in this morning and sat down, you saw me when you walked in. I was trying to eat an apple.
You look sad eating that apple.
Anyway. But then we started talking, and just as always, Alec, I start chatting it up with Kevin, and I start feeling better about life. We start cracking jokes about stupid Christmas movies we've watched, and
oh, yeah.
I was like, you know what? I can do this. And then we stopped talking, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have stopped talking to Kevin. And then we start talking again, and everything gets better. So, Kevin, you're doing great.
Okay, so
my guess.
My take on that is keep talking, I guess, is what I'm going to go with.
This show makes me feel better about a lot of things.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I come in here, and there are some days where I'm just like, man, how could I go home and be in a bad mood after what we just accomplished?
Right.
And then I see all the Tolos out there that are always like, hey, you guys help me feel better about this, or you guys, you know, I've been going through this, and you guys help me make it through that month. And I'm just like, geez, man, the responsibility, I want to live up to it. I want to be part of it. It's a lot of fun to know that we make an impact on people's lives. So,
by the way, you can help make an impact in my life today by voting for Home Alone 2 or The Christmas Chronicles. Really help us break that tie.
I don't like Home Alone 2 at all.
Stop in. Well, yeah, because the end of... I'm sorry. I think Peyton is great. The end of Home Alone 2 is stupid.
Uh-huh.
That old lady, she is becoming friends with Kevin McAllister, and he's like, oh, here, I got you a turtle dove. Oh, great. She's still effing homeless. You know what you could have done? Let her stay with your family at the plaza and all that food and all those presents. He rode in a limo to eat a pizza. She's homeless and starving. And he's like, here's a freaking turtle dove. Get out of here, man.
Didn't she love birds?
Yeah, she did.
So that
because
was the
she
best
probably
present.
Ate them to survive.
Oh my God.
Because she was homeless. All right?
So you're suggesting...
She doesn't just live at the top of the church with the birds and subsist on nothing.
You're suggesting that commercial we're getting right now where they're like, hey, look, if things go wrong and there's ice on the ground, throw some bird seed down. She would throw it in her limo and then eat all the birds that she attracted.
Yeah, well, in this scenario, Kevin McAllister wants her to eat the bird seed off the ice because he's not giving her any of that delicious room service plaza food where he spent $1,000 on room service, or they have the biggest freaking room in the world. She would sleep on the floor of the couch next to that Christmas tree. And he's like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, man, dude. He'd probably run her over with that car, with that limo. He'd be like, get her out of the way.
And then I don't know about
then
this.
Throw some pizza rolls out of the top of the limo and be like, there you go, poor.
Cheese pizza.
That's what he would say.
From the 469, that bird lady in Home Alone 2. They said she could get it.
What?
That's what that person texted in.
All right, let's go look at this. Home Alone 2.
From the 940. Kevin, be honest. You aren't letting her in your home, in your hotel room either. Yeah, I am. Because we're at the plaza. We got all those extra rooms. She could sleep in another room.
Dude,
it's fine.
It was Christmas one year, and I was heading to my grandparents, and I stopped at 7-Eleven to get some gas. And there was a dude, and he looked like he had a rough night. Like, he looked like he got stitched up. And he was just sitting there, and he was like, man, I could really use a ride. It's like right up the road. Could you please give me a ride? And I was like, dude, hey. It's Christmas time, right? Let's do something nice for the community. And I just said, hop on in, dude. He gets in the car, pulls out a Bud Light, and I'm like, you can't drink in my grandma's car, because it was my grandma's car. And he goes, okay, and he put the beer outside of the car and then started throwing up in my grandma's car. And I was like, you need to get out now? And I'm sorry, I tried to do a good deed on Christmas, and it backfired, because no good deed... Doesn't get a punishment.
Goes unpunished. Man, I had no idea that so many people had such fiery opinions about Home Alone 2.
Brenda Fricker is Pigeon Lady. That's her name.
That's great.
There was a time.
And then I'm going to read this text in the nature in which I believe it was sent in. Slow day in sports, boys. Shut up.
What are you doing right now?
Shut up.
This is the KNC masterpiece.
This is how we always do our show.
We're doing radio right now. Enjoy it.
We got lots of stuff to talk about, but sometimes we get derailed by ridiculous nonsense to start it off. And we're also helping people from the 469. I'm not feeling well either, but listening to you and Kevin makes me feel better. Hope you feel better, man. Corey, I hope you feel better. Hopefully our brand of ridiculous nonsense will help people feel better. And then also from the 619, the person who said that, maybe you're Rey Mysterio, maybe you're not. Look, man, there's a reason that ESPN Radio and DFW shut down. It's because we closed their ass down because they were like, if you look at the number of assisted versus total tackles in each, nobody wants that all the time. They want some fun too. So lighten up. And party with us.
It's the holiday season.
See? Corey knows.
Facts.
All right. Now let's get to a serious topic. If he would have given that lady some food. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Where are you at in the Cowboys season grieving process? Because I said in crosstalk when you teased that I was angry. I was still angry. And Sean did look at me a bit quizzically, and he was like, angry? Yeah, man, I'm still angry. And I think listening to Jerry yesterday made me angrier.
Oh, no.
Because I just think, and look, he has billions of dollars and runs a football team, and I have neither. But I just think his thought process about the rest of the season is so short-sighted. So short-sighted. Oh, man, do you have any idea how much those wins could carry over to next season? You're not making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you would rather go 9-7-1 with pick, I don't know, 16, than go 6-10-1 with pick 8 or 9. That's preposterous to me. Like, it makes no difference when you go into the start of next season. Nobody's going to be like, well, you know, they get a bonus win because they ended the season so strong. And so I think that made me angry all over again because I was disappointed. I'm always disappointed when the Cowboys don't make the playoffs. And I know the logical counter is, well, they never make it to the Super Bowl or even the NFC Championship game. I hear you, but I am a fan of the Cowboys. And so it always bums me out when my team doesn't go wherever I hope that they will. So they're not going to make the playoffs, and that bums me out. And then when I hear Jerry talking about the importance of winning a game when you're not even in playoff position, I just think that's so short-sighted and part of the issue that this franchise has had for years and years and years and years.
But he is supposed to go, hey guys, our plan is to go ahead and tank the rest of the year. If he says that, they're in trouble.
Yeah, no, definitely don't say it like that. But to me, that's a situation where all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's see if Leofau can shift over and play alongside Overshown at all. Or let's try this. Or, hey, maybe Joe Milton does play the second half. Like, I'm not saying any of these players are destined to be stars or anything like that, but I would really love some of the younger players getting more opportunities to see what they can be for this team. And you're still trying. You're still giving it your all with the players who are out on the field. You just switch some of the players who are out on the field to determine quicker what they could or could not be, whether that's Shamar James or whoever else.
Yeah, I think that when Jerry says a win is big, you see what it does. He's talking for about a lot of different areas, not any that we actually benefit from. That's where, you know, I want to ask the question to him on Friday. And see, like, I hope he's not offended by it. That's the thing. The question is, can you separate? Do you separate the success on the field and the success off the field? Because you should. You should look at the success on the field and be like, we didn't make the playoffs. We didn't make the Super Bowl. It was not a success. But he also knows, well, you know, we did this. We had the highest rated Thanksgiving game right on the planet. He's
nice Amazon.
Yeah, so he's very unapologetic about it. You know, like that's definitely how he feels, is that the Cowboys as a whole were successful. And so whenever he says a win is big, he's talking about what it does for the guys in the locker room, what it does for the stock market of the Dallas Cowboys, and it keeps them relevant in the conversation too. So that's what he's saying.
Can we pause on one of the things that you just said? Because this is what I would love to know more about. And maybe this is a great opportunity whenever G-Bag talks with Jake Ferguson. I would love to know more about that and if everybody in the locker room does think, hey, I know we didn't make the playoffs, but you're damn right it makes a difference when we win a game in the locker room, even if it's meaningless in terms of getting to the playoffs. Because if to a man across the locker room, that's what they said, well, then that's hard to fight against.
Yeah. And you know, Mickey will say this too. Guys out there are trying to – they're playing for next year. They're playing for their next contract. So going out there and telling them, sorry, you have to sit – isn't going to be rub well with them or their agents and all those things.
Well, they should have played better then.
You're right, but you got to get them out there. That's part of that.
Because I would never, ever advise any player going out there and not giving it their all. It's just in some situations I was like, I saw what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the bench.
Yeah.
Now it's time for this guy.
Yeah, and I mean, he's saying you got three games, Eberflus, to show us. Like the totality of the season, the entire body of work, we saw the very, very bad. And quite honestly, Kevin, they didn't do a good enough job providing for him to have a very good to start the season.
Right.
And so now they're saying it's all on the line for you, which I think it's very much like McCarthy. It's an uphill climb that you can't complete. But he's going to try. And that's so if you're asking where I am with what's the word you used again?
The stages of the grieving process.
I was already resigned to the season before.
I've seen people say that post Lions loss.
Even before that, like I was excited.
Yeah.
And like, but I saw how I kept asking, how narrow are these margins?
Right.
Because you have to be realistic about what you're dealing with, and you know this team isn't reeling off 9 wins in a row. Like that's the so I saw the beginning of the season, and I just never saw anything that made me believe, okay, all of it's changed. The team is pretty much still the same, Kevin. Even whenever they beat the Raiders in a dramatic, I mean, a fantastic way, and then they give up, what, 26 points, 30 yeah. points, 40 points. Okay, so it's really didn't change that much. And so that was the reality of this team. So I guess I'm just kind of already looking ahead to next year and already starting to think about, and that's why I am judging. Kenneth Murray, I've seen a lot from you this year. I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah.
I'd be perfectly fine throwing somebody else out there, Kevin.
Now, from the 817, and see, I just disagree with the way this person phrases it. And I think people view it the wrong way. When you cheer for the Cowboys, they seem to insinuate that you got tricked by Jerry. And so this one's a good example from the 817. Can't believe y'all got gaslighted by the Cowboys. Jerry sold his soul to get the Cowboys, and now they are cursed until he leaves. Mic drop. That's not a mic drop because you're wrong.
They also got three Super Bowls after he sold his soul.
That's yeah. That remember that interview? He goes, "You like those three Super Bowls?"
But like, yeah, I'd like two more.
Yeah, I didn't get gaslighted, and neither did Corey. Is I said I think 9-8, and you might have said 8-9. Maybe I have that reverse. But like, neither one of us thought that they were going to make the playoffs. But that's the whole point of fandom.
I said 8-8-1.
Okay, yeah. Well that. That could very much happen. But, like, you still root for it to happen. That doesn't mean I got gaslighted. I don't think most Cowboys fans get gaslighted. They're just fans. And this is part of being a fan, is you believe even when all evidence suggests contrarily. But, like, the other thing is, and you know, we talk about this a lot. I see people saying, it doesn't affect me anymore. I have said this many times. I wish that could be me. I wish the Cowboys could lose and I could be like, whatever. That's just not the way I fan. And for everybody who fans that way, I am 100% envious of not being able to have those highs and lows off of those wins and losses.
So you're saying that they can fan how they want.
That's right.
And they should respect how you fan.
That's right.
What if they don't respect how you fan?
Well, then that's fine. We'll just have to agree to disagree. But I don't think Jerry fools anybody. Whenever they're like, oh, he's selling everybody.
So Jerry didn't. I thought the team tried to trick me in that three-game win streak.
They played better.
They played. I saw things that I was like, ooh, if. And we kept saying the same thing. If the defense can be mediocre,
yeah,
this offense is good enough to carry it. And the defense the special teams wasn't mediocre against Detroit. So then that fell off on you, too. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So
I'm there, dude. I'm here.
Yeah.
Making my way the only way I know how.
Okay. And so for people out there, I'm curious, next step, have you already started watching draft prospects? Do you hope for that 1%? Hope to play spoiler for other teams? Do you disconnect from football?
I'm this close to starting the process of figuring out who I want to root for in the playoffs.
Okay.
And it's not the Eagles.
Yeah. That's...
So shut up.
What you say.
Debatable.
We're the KNC masterpiece, indeed. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, in the noon o'clock hour, we've got that Motley Crue ticket giveaway coming up. But coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
They got a tight end in motion. Prescott gives it to Williams, plunging it right guard. Touchdown, Cowboys. Brevin Span Ford pulled out, got a block. Beebe got a block. Booker got a block. Williams got a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's fire up some NFL overreaction or reality. Statement number one. Overreaction or reality. You will watch and or listen to all three of the Cowboys' remaining games live.
Every second of it?
Yep.
No. Overreaction. If they're in the middle of they're getting blown out, I'll be like, what's my point today? I've seen what I need to see. Very similar, Kevin, to how I treat the Stars games. If you go into overtime, I only need to see one more goal. I watched everything that happened leading up to that goal, all right? And then that goal set the standard for me. It closed out the game. So with the Cowboys, I'll watch everything up until I'm like, okay, that's when the game was over. And now this team has proven they do like to come back late a couple different times. But I don't think I'll see every single second of every single game live. But I guess we'll add this, though, because there have been some nights driving home from the Bearded Monkey where Babe and Brad have really done a fantastic job. So make sure you listen.
Yes.
It's really good stuff, dude.
Absolutely.
They're entertaining as hell.
I mean, look, and you don't have to take away from anybody who wants to enjoy every minute,
I'm not
every
taking
second
anything from
that.
Anybody, dude. I'm not a bully.
That's what I just
don't
said.
Don't talk to me like that.
Alec, man, I like belligerent Corey. That's sick, Corey. Alec, overreaction or reality, you will watch and or listen to all three of the Cowboys' remaining games live, because I'll tell you, for me, that is an overreaction.
I'm with Corey. It's an overreaction where I'm not going to watch and listen every single second of these broadcasts. I am going to have them on. Am I going to be actively watching and listening? No, because... especially when I think about this game coming up, against the Chargers, I know what they're capable of offensively. If they get out to a 2-score lead pretty early and it seems like the Cowboys' offense just can't keep up, then I'm going to tune out just mentally. It's still going to be playing in the house, everywhere, in every room, but am I actively going to be listening? No, I'm going to be cleaning. I'm going to be doing something productive.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something to distract me from the fact that I hate this team.
Man, that's a good way to put it. Overreaction or reality, the Raiders are pretty much every team in the NFL's slump buster.
Yeah. They're the, as we've discussed multiple times on this show, they are the get-right team. Every season there has to be one. One
sure.
Team that's just, they're not good, and the teams that have kind of suffered throughout the year, done some things, stumbled here and there. They're like, all right, that's the one where we'll pat our stats back. We'll get everything rolling again. And that's the Raiders this year. They can't play good defense. They don't play good offense. They're kind of just exist.
For example, as if you needed it, Alec, Jalen Hurts completed 12 of his 15 passes for 175 yards, 3 touchdowns, and also ran for 39 yards.
Is that good?
I mean, in limited time, it absolutely is good.
Yeah, I got to go reality here, because that team that Vegas puts out every single week, they are so committed to being the same awful team each week.
Right.
You don't see them change anything. They don't change personnel unless it's because of injury. They don't change any of their scheme, any of their game planning. They run the exact same offense. They run the exact same defense. They're not trying to avoid that joke of a title. They're not trying to. They know they stink, and they're just trying to make it through the season in one piece, which I kind of respect in a weird way, and it makes it a reality.
Now, this one, I am very excited to get your response. Overreaction or reality? Patrick Mahomes will never be the unquestioned best quarterback in the NFL again.
Because of what?
I mean, because of it looks like his declining skills, his declining team, and now coming off an injury. Or maybe you think
overreaction.
Ooh, okay.
He's gonna have a second act, much like Tom Brady, and then he's gonna revitalize his career with the Raiders in his third act, and have one more Super Bowl run.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean the Raiders are the Bucks in this scenario?
He's gonna bring them back to life. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like that. What's the song? What's the band? Help me out, guys. Bring me back to life. He's going to come back, dude. He's going to be fine.
And be the best in the NFL, unquestionably.
Yeah, who's the best? Like, who's the unquestionable best right now?
I guess you'd probably say it feels like it's Josh Allen.
Instead of it's definitely Josh Allen.
Well, but that's the thing, and that's why I think Patrick Mahomes will not, because whether it's Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Drake May, like I feel like there's a lot more, it's a lot more crowded at the top. But I respect your answer. Alec, overreaction or reality, Patrick Mahomes will never be the unquestioned best quarterback in the NFL again. Because we enjoyed that for what, like 5 straight years?
Yeah, and it was beautiful. It really was. It was kind of nice. As soon as Tom Brady goes off into the sunset, we immediately have that unquestioned number one. And I do think it's a reality because there are so many talented guys that are just hanging around the rim right now. And the fact that you can't make that decision right here, right now, this late into the season, mind you. You know, we're at the tail end of the regular season, and we still can't point out at that one person and say 100%. I think that reason alone and the age of those people that we do consider outside of like Matt Stafford, those people that we're considering for the top of the quarterback position in the NFL, they've got a long time left to keep this debate wide open. So I think it's just because of the skill of the position in the league right now. It's not to even the fault of his team or his own declining skills in my mind, because even if his team was just decent this year and he was still healthy, I think we would be saying, no, he's probably still the best. But guys like Drake May are going to make that conversation really, really tough.
NFL overreaction, yes.
Evanescence was the name of the band, Kevin.
Ah.
A lot of thank you to the Tolos who are there for me in my time of need.
Now, I think it was last week that Brian Schottenheimer said, just because you don't make the playoffs doesn't necessarily make the season a failure. There's a lot of different things at play. Overreaction or reality? Any Cowboys season that doesn't include the playoffs is a failure.
For the fans that have been wishing for something for 30 years, absolutely. For a head coach, I understand. He's like, this is my first year. What were my successes and what can I build on? Now, from here on, it needs to be playoffs and then trajectory that leads you to Super Bowl. But I totally understand a person who gets their job, walks into it and goes, I got to rebuild a lot of crap around here.
Right.
And so I understand that. But as a fan, dude, we've been waiting too long. We've been waiting way too long for lack of success.
Alec, what say you?
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey, because the goalposts are different for anybody that you ask, right? You ask Brian Schottenheimer, like Corey said, and he's like, no, I got some better things out of this team than I probably expected. He would probably say that behind closed doors. Like, you know, I didn't think the offense was going to be this good. You know, I didn't think I was going to have George Pickens on my team to start the year, and he was a godsend. But you ask somebody like me, who was born in 2001, so I have never seen an NFC Championship game appearance. So for me, it's always a playoff run or bust. For Jerry and Steven, as much as they irritate us whenever they say certain things, they want a playoff run. They really, really do. And I believe them when they say that. And I know Shoddy wanted it too. So for me, it has to be playoffs or bust. It will always be that way. First year head coach, rebuilding the team. I don't care what it is. It has to be a playoff run.
Yeah, and see, I think it's a reality as well. And the note that I made was, I think with Dak being healthy, that is true. Like, I think there are factors at play that could say, well, not necessarily. But when Dak is healthy, I don't care about the rest. I think it was playoffs or bust.
Kevin, my Facebook feed has now just posted. Amy Lee has confirmed a new Evanescence album coming out
in
2026.
They are listening.
How weird is that, dude? How weird is that? Back to you, Kevin.
They are always listening. Overreaction to reality. The Broncos will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Huge winning streak, number one seed right now.
This is Sean Payton had one magical season.
Yeah.
And he's had some failures.
A magical quarterback.
He had a failure. Yeah, no, absolutely. He had a failure that was not on him. It was on the referees that allowed one of his players to get.
That is true.
He also had a failure that was the Minnesota Miracle. That, like, how in the dude, he's had two of the, and then didn't he also have the Marshawn Lynch run? Some of the most
the
significant moments in playoff history have been against Sean Payton teams. I think that he has the defense to do it this year. And now whether or not I trust Bo Nix completely, that's a different story. I think that Sean Payton's a very good coach. I trust that defense. So I'll go ahead and say, yeah, I think the Broncos got it.
Alec, overreaction or reality? The Broncos will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
It's tough because the AFC has shaped up to be exactly what I thought it was not going to shape up to be. And I love it. It's just, I did say before the season started, though, that I thought the Broncos had everything that it takes. So I feel like I have to say reality just to stay consistent there. It's just, I've seen some ugly football from them. They've still won. That's the crazy thing.
True.
Even in some of their ugliest moments this season, they came in victories. That's how I know that a team is ready for pretty much anything that anybody can throw at them in the playoffs, because playoff games are just different. Everybody steps up a little bit more. The injuries hurt a little bit less, and everybody gives it just a little bit more. And if the Broncos can find a way to give a little bit more than what they're giving now, they're going to beat teams handedly in the playoffs.
Bonus overreaction or reality. The Bills and Patriots will play again this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Season.
The percentages say they will.
I think so.
I think that that's a reality, and it's going to be a blast of a game. Either one of those locations, probably going to snow. Two fan bases that are an absolute blast to hear because of how much they hate the opponent.
Right.
But they like. I think the Bills, though, are more lovable. Like they love football a lot because they're so. They're so such losers, you know. It's not their fault. They lose, and like they understand, they get it, they know. But the Patriots, like they've been entitled, right? So now they and you know that town.
So if none of the Tom Brady stuff would have happened, would the Patriots be like the lovable losers? You got stomped out by the Super Bowl Shuffle
Bears.
Probably
so.
Well, that's not Drake May's fault, is it?
No, it's not. But it's the fan base, Kevin. Just like it's not Schottenheimer's fault that we're 30 years into this thing.
That's true.
So
it's not Drake May's fault that his team is not a loser.
Yeah. So I think that I'm looking forward to it. I hope it happens.
All right, Alec, what say you?
Reality, and I really hope it happens, because outside of maybe like a Broncos or Patriots Super Bowl appearance against the Rams, I think that'll be the most entertaining game of the NFL season.
Until Cam Ward figures out the league.
That's right, and then everybody's effed.
Facts. That's a real thing he really said. All right, one more for you. Overreaction or reality? All the marquee injuries should put an end to talk of the 18-game season. Not will, but should.
Overreaction. I'm talking as an owner GM right now. Because as a fan, I mean, I think you don't really want to put your team through that. You understand the more games you have, the more likely it is that you're going to lose somebody important to your team. I've been saying this for a long time. Owners aren't going to do it. They should expand the rosters. But they're like, hey, why would I want to pay more people? That would be ridiculous. It's kind of like, you know, businesses, can I work less hours? And they're like, yeah, if you want to take less money. And they're like, no. And they're like, well, then work more hours. I think they should expand the roster. But I think that injuries, they're like, no, that's just part of the game. That's part of the NFL.
You know what? To your point, I think it's like a minor miracle now when there's a player who just played in all of the games.
Yeah.
In a season, I'm like, oh, wow, that's weird. Alec, overreaction reality, all the marquee injuries should put an end to talk of the 18-game regular season.
Reality, because the league already has so many other issues that contribute to the injury problems. You talk about like the MetLife Stadium field conditions and whatnot. Cincinnati doesn't even want to blow the snow off of the field and the stadium before
weird.
A game. Like, they already have enough issues that can and will contribute. I mean, the concussion stuff that's been going on for decades now, they already have enough issues. They're just finding new ways to add to them, and by adding another game and then probably trying not to add another bye week in the process, I bet they're going to be like, no, why would we do that? But I don't think they should, but I know that they're going to do it anyways.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. NFL overreaction or reality. We can fire that back up again tomorrow if y'all want.
I dare you to.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Deal, reality, over, coming up next.
What?
See, I was already thinking about it. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. The Rangers' bullpen continues to grow, and CY's thoughts on the team's payroll. Next on the Fan.
Martin, the high hold, and to the plate. Strike three calls. Splitter over the inside part of the plate at the knees. Chris Martin makes very quick work of the Rockies in the eighth.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's fire up some baseball nuggets, and let's start with that particular individual as the Texas Rangers continue to build on their bullpen. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting with their move at catcher and picking up multiple bullpen pieces, including the Diaz deal, which became official yesterday, is essentially that replaced the savings off of the Marcus Semien for Nimmo deal.
Okay.
So you picked up more or less about $11 million, and this is how they've been spending that money, is picking up a couple of relievers, picking up not a backup catcher, but like a co-catcher as well to go with Higashioka. And so that's how they've been able to make some changes while not necessarily spending extra money.
And it's going to be a while before we can look at those changes and go, you made the team better or worse. Right
for
now,
sure.
you're not going, you're right. Man, this jumps off the page that this team is going to compete with the Dodgers. But you obviously have to see spring training and see how that unfolds. And we'll be there live for spring training.
Ooh, that's right.
In America.
Okay, that is true. Now, yesterday, the Rangers agreed to a deal with Chris Martin to return to the bullpen. He's 39, and he was effective last year. The biggest issue you ran into was injuries. So he had a 2.98 ERA in 49 games. He got placed on the injured list three different times because of shoulder fatigue, a left calf strain, and thoracic outlet syndrome symptoms.
Ouch.
So, by the way, I said that right. I was nervous about that. But yeah, so injuries are still going to be an issue, but that's probably why you were able to bring him back, that in his age, at what I assume is a low price.
Every time you hear thoracic, don't you think of like the throat? I always think of the thorax.
See, I don't, just because we went through that with, I think, Matt Harrison.
That's cool.
Right?
Good for you, man. Right.
Thoracic Park.
Man,
thank you.
I like angry, sick Corey.
Thoracic Park.
All right. Park. Yes. Oh, man.
It's a throat park.
This is a whole bunch of people with throat and shoulder injuries.
Is the thorax your throat? Or am I imagining that?
No, he protects the trees.
That is the Lorax.
Oh.
All right. So you guys are dumb. So let's talk about Chris Young's thought on the payroll. He said...
Thorax is the chest, Kevin. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay. I thought, never mind. Chris Young said, I will say that ownership has been great. And for 3 years straight, we exceeded the luxury tax. It led to a World Series in one of those years. And in two of them, we didn't make the playoffs. So it starts with me. It's my regret that we did not make the playoffs last two seasons. We underachieved what our payroll was. And so that is really interesting right there. But this next part, I think... kind of gives you yet again an idea of how the Rangers will not be spending more money and they're just looking to improve from within. And this part actually kind of makes a little bit of sense. Chris Young said, so if I step back and calibrate it in terms of what we need and how we're going to win, it's not always about the additions. It's about what we're going to do internally. There were a lot of playoff teams last year that had payrolls significantly lower than where ours is going to be. Spending does not necessarily guarantee success. And there have been teams that spent hundreds of millions of dollars last year and didn't make the playoffs. We were one of them.
Yeah, when you're trying to convince the billionaire owner that you spent a lot of money and didn't have success, and then he looks around and says, well, hold on, this team, look at their payroll.
Right.
Why are they in the playoffs? Then now it is, okay, you're on a budget, and good luck.
Yeah.
Because you told me you needed the money, and it didn't work out for me.
Sure.
So this is Chris Young's now got to come up with, he's got him and Schumacher have to come up with the philosophy of what this team, how they approach every at bat, how they approach every pitch. And get them to be in a mindset of getting back to a championship, which you have guys on this team that I think have that mindset. I think DeGrom wants to be there. I think Eovaldi wants and knows how to be there. And it's just a matter of if you have the talent, Josh Smith and some other guys. Look, I know on Josh Smith, I had a thought on him last year, Kevin, and it came true again. And I'm like, all right, how does he get past the, okay, I get gassed at a certain point in the year? If he can do that, it's different. But you got to get a bunch of these guys back on the trajectory of getting two championships with what they have.
Is it Josh Young and Jock Peterson and maybe Evan Carter that lead the way in terms of those internal candidates that really need to step up if you're going to move this thing in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, Wyatt Langford has to take another step.
Yeah, I agree with
Evan
that.
Evan Carter has to be healthy and on the field all the time and play at the level that we expect. Because, Kevin, whether or not it's going to happen, they have and we have invested a lot of equity in Evan Carter. and the expectation is for him to be the center fielder for the next 10 years. Well, you can't do that if you're not healthy. And that's not his own fault. Like, it's his body. You hate when your body just breaks down on you like that, yeah, and you can't really do anything about it. But
and that's the whole reason they've tried out and discussed Wyatt Langford in center.
But I think Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter are two of the most significant keys there. But, yes, you definitely need the leadership from Jock Peterson to step in and say, guys, I'm willing to be a guy that I'm not necessarily have been my entire career. But now that I'm a veteran who's at the end of his career, I probably need for my own legacy, I need to step up. And for Josh Jung, you just need to get back to what you were right a couple of years ago.
And both physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Now, keep an eye out on, there are rumblings that the Arizona Diamondbacks are now in the mix for Alex Bregman. They're at least kicking the tires. Now, I think that would perhaps kind of rely on moving Ketel Marte. And then if that's the case, you could move Jordan Lawler to second base and then bring in Bregman to make that happen. So, yeah, just keep an eye out on the Arizona Diamondbacks. They might be a real player in the Bregman discussion. Now, let's go from that to this feels like something that is overdue. So, for the longest time, teams with more money, your Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, etc., they were able to spend whatever they wanted on high-speed cameras, motion capture technology to gather in-game data. And that would naturally give you an advantage over other teams who either didn't have the money or, you know, they didn't want to spend the money, whatever. So starting next year, Major League Baseball is going to regulate in-game technology for all minor league parks. Multiple league and team sources have been saying. So if you're like, hey, well, we can at least outspend on some technological things to give us an advantage, Major League Baseball is like, yeah, we're not going to be doing that anymore.
I love that.
Do or do not?
I don't.
Okay, tell me.
It's like,
tell
I don't
me
love, hey, take zone defense out of the NBA or take the shift out of baseball. You're telling me that I found a way that I can do things better.
Right.
And this is how you innovate, man. When everybody else is doing one thing and you zag just a little bit, you might change everything. And baseball is saying, we don't want any change. We want it to be the Dodgers and the Yankees, and that's it, because they spend the most on payroll. I don't love that. I mean, Tampa Bay has proven that you can be a little bit different and spend in a different way and come up with a good product. So I don't love taking away a potential asset for a team. Don't like it at all.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, you may or may not like this as well. MLB.com predicted the top prospect for, or said what the top prospect is for each franchise now and what will be their top prospect at the end of the year. Top prospect right now for the Rangers is obviously Sebastian Walcott. They said next year their top prospect will be Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott is still only 20, and he will be 20 for the entire season. And maybe you keep him in double and triple A for the entirety of the season. So at the start of 2027, if they're playing baseball, he would theoretically start as their top prospect once again and then hopefully have a shot at the big leagues. And by the way, in case you wanted to know, reliever Brad Keller and the Phillies agreed to a 2-year, $22 million deal. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, plus maybe a Tyler Seguin update next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.